This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charlottesville Police Chief Tim Longo joins me live in studio to discuss the recent arrests of two suspects in connection with the murder of 26-year-old Jane Warren McGowan here in the city. Her body was discovered last Friday. Thank you, first off, just for coming in, because I know you're incredibly busy, and we appreciate your time just for to clear the deck and have a little update. Can you tell us, back up and tell us when you first heard about this, and just sort of tell us what happened in terms of the investigation? And I know, let me say at the top, I know that there's a lot that you can't tell us, and That's right. Respect that. This is an ongoing investigation, and these guys are presumed innocent until proven guilty, so you know, we understand that going in.
Okay, and I appreciate you saying that, because I know it's frustrating for the community to want as much information as possible, and we certainly want to be as transparent as possible, but at the same time, want to make sure that we have a successful prosecution and a fair trial and a process and system that works well. And we became involved with, in this case, as you said, last Friday afternoon about 2:45, two of Jane's co-workers called police. They went to her home to check on her welfare. She hadn't reported for work that morning, and when police officers got there, they were able to gain entry into the house through an unlocked door, and once inside, discovered Jane's body on her couch, and she had suffered an apparent gunshot wound and died as a result of her injuries. The officers backed out at that point, secured the crime scene. A search warrant was obtained. Investigators came back about an hour later, began a very long and exhaustive forensic investigation, which is basically what was happening throughout the weekend, following up on leads and looking at evidence and trying to figure out exactly what happened that particular day. Late yesterday afternoon, we began receiving phone calls that directed our attention to Mr. Gentry and Mr. Pritchett. Investigators began an investigation with them as potential targets. During the course of that investigation, they developed probable cause to effect their arrest. They did take them into custody. And subsequent to their arrest, a search warrant was issued. Let me say, I'm not in a position to talk about the evidence that was secured, other than to mention we have come into possession of two firearms that we believe were used in the commission of this offense. But we typically would look for evidence that would link those suspects back to the crime scene. Sometimes clothing, items that may have been taken from her person or from that building. And so that's kind of how the investigation progressed throughout the evening. This morning, about 6 a.m., we felt comfortable enough to be able to put together a press release and get this information out to the community as quickly as we could. We knew that folks were very concerned. This was fortunately not the kind of situation you see occur in our community very often. And when it does, it literally sends shockwaves across the community.
We're talking with Tim Longo. He's the chief of the Charlottesville Police Department. You point out something that I just want to underscore. I mean, murder in Charlottesville is incredibly rare. And when it does occur, it's usually, you know, somebody that knew somebody, domestic disturbance, possibly gang-related. And this is rather, doesn't seem to fit into any of those categories.
Absolutely, it does not. And you make a good point, because, and not to be judgmental or stereotypical or overanalyze victimization, more often than not, victims of violent crime, particularly homicides and shootings, tend to have characteristics similar to suspects. They're engaged in high-risk behavior. They have a criminal history. They've had some involvement within the criminal justice system. They're either on parole or probation at the time the event occurred. Not the case. This is a young lady who made a choice to come back to our community and make some significant contributions, and was in her home enjoying an evening of reflection as she prepared for an important fundraiser she had been working on. And she lost her life, and that's unfortunate. And you know, there's nothing we can say to her family to comfort them or to bring her back. But I'll tell you, this community has lost a great citizen as well, and someone who's made some significant contributions here just in the short time she was part of our community.
Yeah, she's a UVA graduate and had just, if I'm not mistaken, had just recently returned to Charlottesville to live, right?
Sure, made a conscious decision to come back and to come back and to serve the community, which I think speaks well of her character and and the character of her family as well.
Tim Longo, the chief of the Charlotte Schultz Police Department, is with us this afternoon sharing some information, very kindly sharing some information about the two arrests that were made last night in connection with the murder of 26-year-old Jane McGowan here in the city. We've got a phone line open at 977-1070. If you have a question for Tim Longo, get in touch with us. When exactly were the arrests made, and did they live near her? Was it in the same neighborhood?
You know, everything happened within a short distance from the crime scene. The discovery of her vehicle over the weekend was discovered off the 200 block of Fairway Avenue, a short distance from her house, and also a short distance from where these suspects were arrested. They were arrested at 539 Caroline Avenue, where they were living. A very short distance from where her vehicle was recovered.
So they lived together. They were roommates, the suspects.
I don't know what their relationship was. It's been suggested by someone suggested today that they thought that they may have been cousins, but I'm not certain what their relationship was, other than the fact that they did live there together with someone else. Again, a very short distance from where her vehicle was discovered just a few days ago.
We assume that they took her vehicle and then they left it near their house.
Well, that's we're operating with that belief again. Yeah. At this stage of the investigation.
Amazing.
We'll have to move towards connecting them to that vehicle. But the facts are such that everything, as I said before, happened within close proximity, if not walking distance, from crime scene to discovery of the vehicle to suspect's house.
Amazing. Tim Longo is chief of Charlottesville Police Department. Tim, I know that there was some news reports over the weekend that this was a robbery, and we don't want to get too much, of course, into motive since this they haven't even been officially charged yet and tried, but can you shed some light on that for us at all?
Yeah, well, they have been charged. They've been charged with capital murder, with robbery, with breaking and entering, with handgun and the commission of a firearm, the commission of a felony. But I don't typically talk about motive at this stage or pretrial with respect to an investigation. I will say that there's no evidence that they knew each other. I have no idea why they chose this young lady and not some other, why they chose that house and not some other. It's a particularly disturbing set of facts, but I think as we move closer towards trial and during the course of the trial, if in fact it gets to that point, more of the facts and circumstances will become apparent and people have a bit more clarity about exactly what occurred that night.
It sounds like it's the kind of thing that the more we as a community learn about what may have happened that night, as tragic as it is now, it's only going to get more tragic when we learn some of the details. It just sounds so absolutely senseless.
Yeah, we're particularly cautious with the details that we let out of respect for her family, and I cannot imagine the level of grief that they're experiencing now.
Oh, it's got to be awful.
And the difficulty that lies ahead of them as they move towards a public trial. If it gets to that point, there are going to be some facts that will come out that will be both disturbing and create a tremendous amount of anxiety, I think, for our community and particularly for her family, and that's the reality of crime, and we'll certainly do our best. I know that the Commonwealth Attorney's Office and those who work in victims assistance will work with the family to help to prepare them best we can and just hope that we move forward with a successful prosecution.
Can you talk a little bit about how over the weekend y'all definitely reached out to the community for any help, if anybody knew anything, to please get in touch, and can you talk about how, you know, in a moment like this, that really is key.
Look, it's the most critical piece. We're a small town. It's 10 square miles, 20,000 people. Most folks know each other. If you listen to discussions and conversations that take place among people, particularly when those conversations become very specific about facts that we haven't released, it tends to set off kind of a red flag. And it was my hope yesterday and talking with the media that someone in our community would have information that could maybe direct us to a person or persons. And it sounds like that's what may have occurred. I don't know what prompted folks to come forward in this case, whether it was a public plea or a sense of civic virtue or righteousness. But whatever it was, we're happy that someone stepped forward and was able to provide some information to us that caused us to focus our attention on these two very, very dangerous people.
Well, we want to thank you and your team for the very high degree of experience and professionalism that, you know, has handled this thing and continues to handle this thing and to do the part that is required by the police department to yeah. get it into trial. And thank you. Yeah. And to everybody on your team that has been involved in this, we really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate that as well. You know, we take it on the chin from time to time when people don't understand what we do and why we do it. But I can't tell you how proud I am of the men and women who work tirelessly throughout this weekend to piece this puzzle back together and work throughout the night and into the morning to bring this case to the conclusion that it's reached. And they're a tremendous group of professionals, and I'm certainly proud to be part of it.
Is there, at this point, is there anything else the community can do? Or I guess we shouldn't miss the opportunity just to remind people to lock your doors and windows, especially the young women. There's a number of young women who live around the university by themselves.
Yeah, and we can never, I've said many times today and over the past several days, I live very close to where this happened, and it's a reminder to me to make sure I sit down with my kids and talk to them about the importance of personal safety and securing our home so something like this is less likely to occur. But the reality of it is it happens. It happens even when people are cautious. But when it happens so close to home and in a manner that this did, it certainly raises our level of awareness and should.
Tim Longo is chief of the Charlottesville Police Department. We appreciate your time and everything that y'all have done this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.